Yeah, because I I'm getting really busy.
This is going to boost you up. It is. And you could work 7 days a week if you want. And hiring some guys would be fantastic. Yeah, that'd be great.
I definitely will try to hire some people. I got some people interested in learning what I do and how I do. I got lucky, man. I got trained by two of the originators of this whole industry.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I got really lucky with that because it made me be able, like, what's normal to me is above average to others. So
right, exactly.
That kind of sets me apart as far as the attention to detail on what's going on with these homes.
Yeah. I think Dan's on the phone. Dan, are
you
there?
Yeah, I was just listening.
Okay.
That's amazing. Hey, my
Thank
name's Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday, Jay?
Man, I'm better than amazing, man.
There you go. Better than amazing. Oh, we're halfway there, too, almost to Friday.
Yeah.
So I caught the tail end of that. So you got guys trying to get on, learn what you do. You got taught by the originators in this real estate inspections or just
Yeah, literally the truck license number is like number 150 and 152.
Wow.
Like they're the first 150 people to ever be in this industry.
That's
so
crazy.
I didn't know that until later on.
Yeah.
Man, it's one of those things where I tell my kids, start off with advanced classes because that will become the norm for you.
Right.
You know, that's normal. If you start playing a game on extreme, that's just you playing a new game on extreme, but that's your normal. So anything below that is going to be above average for you.
That's a great way to look at it, man. That's, yeah, for sure, 100%. So how are you doing with work? Because I know it's new. So you're pretty swamped right now with referrals, et cetera?
Been this week I've had, what is it, Tuesday, and I've already done four, which is two a day. Last week I've done 10.
Okay.
And I don't work weekends. That's the whole point of being in business, so I can spend time with my family, so.
Right. That stuff's so key.
But if I did, I probably could have got some more business. But yeah, it's popping off pretty quick, man.
Good.
Word of mouth is spreads.
Yeah, 100%. There's no better advertising than word of mouth, hands down, you know.
Yeah.
Have you considered, because I see you don't have much online, it's just the Angie Lead listing.
I'm working on my website still. And
you're working on the website. Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
My developer from my website, he had some family issues. I'm trying to give him a little time to come back before I jump ship. He said he'll be back within the next 2 weeks to finish up my website for me. So
yeah,
that's kind of what
I'm
waiting on, so I can get everything, you know, in order for that.
That'll be here in a blink of an eye, you know. 2 weeks is nothing. So that's good. You got somebody doing that. And let me take a look. Angie Leeds, how do you like that one so far?
Angie Leeds is okay, man. It's I'm just recently getting on it, but I've gotten some business from there, and they've referred me to other business. So, but it's some things, you know, I don't like about it. But for the most part, I'd rather not, you know, have to feel like I'm hounding people. And so as soon as you get a lead, you got to call them and then you got to follow up. And my wife is a realtor and she says, man, she hates and she gets bugged by people, but they make it to where you have to in order to get credit for that lead.
Right, right. So Google has their own lead program. It's pretty new too. It's called Google Guarantee. Have you heard of that one before?
No, I've not.
Okay, so it's amazing, man. Google Guarantee, it's a lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. So we don't send you the lead and you call them. They'll pick you in the Google Guaranteed section and call you directly. Now, here's the kicker on it. This is really why it's so popular, Jake. If you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. So if they don't do either of those two things, though, you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for that program, though. So the main reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually because it guarantees the potential client of your work, okay? So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So let me verify, is the business currently licensed and insured?
Yes, it has to be through the state of Texas. You can't operate inspections or have an inspection company without being licensed and at least $1 million bond in insurance.
Good, man. We have to ask, you know, you'd be surprised on how many companies like try to do business without a license or insurance. So you're licensed, you're insured. Also any face-to-face employees, and you're the only employee there right now, right?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Okay, so it'd only be you then. Google does have to perform a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, I've already, you know how many background checks I've had dealing with trying to get licensed. They had to do one with Andrew Leeds, too.
Again, I figured it was a yes, but I have to ask, you know. So background's good, you're licensed, you're insured, so you qualify for the Google Guarantee program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Of course.
Right. So let me get, okay. So your lead fee for the home inspector vertical, okay? And this doesn't fluctuate on you. Doesn't go up or down like other lead programs. It would be at $49.33 per lead. Okay?
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $644. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, your lead budget, Jay, it does roll over. So I always like to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on myself. But let's say you take on one lead and decide to turn them off for whatever reason. You're booked out, you went on vacation with the family, or you only got one qualified lead, right? The following month, you're not charged the $644. You would only be charged for that one qualified lead you took on, the $49.33. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
How that works?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, we do
to run it back to you to make sure I understand it, is if your leads are signed off and you only had one proper lead, then you only get charged for that one proper lead.
Exactly. And then on the flip side, if you took on all 13 qualified leads, then you would be charged the $644 to replenish your lead budget. So you only pay for the qualified leads you took on. Okay.
So now, do you pay per month or is that like per lead?
It's per lead, okay, but it's monthly. So what I was going to explain to you next is that lead budget, we do not charge it until the advanced verification process has been done. That's where we submit the license, the insurance, run the background check, okay? That can take 4 to 6 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, though. Usually it's 3 weeks before it's all done and good to go.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, after that application process is done, you would be charged the $644 for the lead budget, okay? And then let's say you took on zero leads, right? The next month you're charged $0, okay? If you're charged 13 or take on 13 leads, then you're charged $644.
So it's almost like you have it's almost like you have, you're banking the $644 in the beginning and then deducting from there per lead.
Exactly. That's exactly how it works. Yeah. Now we do charge, there's a one-time application fee. You pay this one time and never have to pay it again. So it's not like a renewal fee or anything like that. That application fee to get it started is $250.
Okay.
So first thing I want to do, I'm going to have everything I just went over to you sent in writing. Okay. What's the best email address for you, Jay?
It's going to be JarvisP@BookerHTX.com.
Booker, Give me a second.
HPX.com.
Right.
Yeah, he's from Turkey.
Got it. That makes sense. All right. So the first email coming through right now, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. And I'm also going to reply to the email with your vertical. The vertical is just like Google Guarantee jargon for your category, okay? But your vertical, the cost per lead and what the minimum budget is, that way you have it in writing, okay? Just give me one section.
Is this contractual, or is that, can you get out of it at any time? How does that work?
It's month-to-month, no contracts. Yeah.
Okay.
Usually, so clients that I have 100% retention rate on this. So it's been amazing. Like, clients absolutely love it. But rather than, like, canceling the service, right, what I have had some guys do is they pause their leads. And usually that's because they're booked out or something, you know? Yeah.
Gotcha. All
right. So hold on. Let me pull those lead fees up again. $49.33. Okay. Now, in a second here, too.
How do you guys get paid as far as being Local Splash, being a separate entity?
Good question. So, we are a Google Premier partner. So, when Google Guarantee first came out, Google let us know about it, and we hit the ground running with it. I mean, we absolutely love this program. What we do is we add a 25% management fee to the lead fee, like full disclosure. So for example, the lead's costing us $37 on Google, but we're charging you $49.33. So basically each qualified lead you take on, we make, $12 or something. Yeah, $12.33.
That's still a good deal for referring, basically.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And the main point is, like, you only pay for qualified leads. So if it's, like, out of your radius, a service you don't provide, or they're, like, calling to sell you life insurance, all of those are deemed as unqualified leads, you're not charged for, and that is done automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
What if they don't answer the phone or it goes to voicemail and you never contact them?
You're not charged. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you have to pick up the phone and set an appointment, or there has to be a price inquiry in order for it to be a qualified lead you're charged for. And the way Google knows is every company that's in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number that is recorded by Google bots, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. It's actually pretty cool.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask my uncle about this. He works for Google.
Oh, really? Okay. So he's in Mountain View?
He never did anything about it. Huh?
He's in Mountain View?
I'm sorry, like, say that again?
He's in Mountain View? He's in Austin. Oh, okay. Got it.
He lives in Austin, but he works for Google. And I don't know all what he does, but he would be very interested to know anything that he doesn't know. So I don't think he knows about this.
Yeah, so it's called Local Service Ads, and it's Google Guarantee. So the way the lead comes through to your phone is it will be titled LSA Lead. Yeah, and if he works for Google, I should imagine he knows about it. Yes, they
just searching for an inspector, and then a list pops up, and if they click on me, it just directly calls me.
Correct. Like, if you do a search online for real estate inspections, to get even in particular, right? What's going to happen is at the very top, you're going to see the Google Guaranteed section. Okay. And
gotcha.
Let me see. Nobody's showing up in your area. Let me do just home inspections. Okay. This would be really beneficial for you because it looks like there's not another home inspector in your area using Google Guarantee. But if you want to see what it looks like, if you just type in like home inspection in, you know, LA, California or New York, right? There's going to definitely be something listed, you know. But it'll be at the very top, and it'll have Google Guaranteed next to it with a green check mark, and somebody will pick you and call you directly is the way it works.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome, man. Yeah, definitely. So did that answer your question?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You perfect. Can go ahead and continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So what I want to do, I already sent everything via email. I am going to assign a lead specialist to your company, and I'll schedule your client interview with them. This is where they just want to meet you. Like, they'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at the minimum budget, like I mentioned, right? And very, very important, Jay, I'm going to send you an application via email and text. You want to get that filled out as soon as possible. And in their client interview with you, they'll be able to check it and make sure everything is processed correctly. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, even though you have a lead specialist assigned to your account, I am really active in my account, so I'm going to send you my direct line and extension. Okay?
Okay.
One quick sec.
Where are you located at, Daniel?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Man, I have not been to California in forever.
Ooh, man, don't live out here. It's super expensive, man. It's crazy.
Oh, y'all are all coming out here. Yeah. Do you know how much y'all spike up our housing rates?
Yeah, I heard about it in Arizona. My cousin is in Tucson, and he's been trying to get me to move out there, and he's like, man, all these Californians come out here, and it's like spiking up our real estate.
Man, it's y'all wrecked our whole economy of housing.
Right.
man. I'm not mad. I'm just saying because it really affected us in a big way.
Yeah, I think too with since COVID, where a lot of people are working from home remotely, a ton of people left California. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know
and
even
you know what it was basically, say you got a bid on a house for, say the house is selling for $250,000, right? Say three bedrooms, two baths, and 2,500 square feet. Well, $250,000 is pretty standard here in Texas for that, right? For a decent home. But in California, that's a steal. So instead of them bidding $250,000, they say that's really worth, where I'm from, $400,000. So I'm going to put down, I'll go ahead and bid for $350,000, $100,000 more than what it's worth. And that became the norm now.
That's what my cousin said. That happened in Arizona. They all started paying over the asking price, you know? Like his his mother-in-law, you know, my aunt, she's like big in real estate too. And she said, man, this last year, it skyrocketed, you know? The prices.
Hey, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, out here, like, you can't get anything for $250,000, you know? Like, for $400,000, you get, like, a shack, man. Like, it's like a little house, like, in the project, you know?
I heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Me and my wife, we rent from a family friend. Like, the house we live in, man, it's like $1.5 million, you know? But we got, like, a sweet deal for rent. So we're just rocking that and trying to save our money up, man, you know? But, like, $1.5 million is crazy. Like, how could you?
And when you come to Texas, when you move out of here, let me know because my wife is a realtor and she's awesome.
I will let you know 100%, man. I love football, man. I coach high school football out here. My son's on the Orange County Buckeyes, you know. Yeah, no, we play teams out there. A few, like, Northside, Savages. I know DEA is real big out there, the youth teams, you know. Like, for sure.
Yeah, they're big on football out here.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, man. So, I know I won't be losing football going to Texas.
No, you will not.
For sure, for sure. Jarvis, what's your last name, just for account purposes?
Booker.
Booker. Oh, that makes sense. Man, sometimes it goes right over my head. It will be like Smith Landscaping, and I'm like, what's your last name?
Jarvis T. and Booker HTX is my email, and my company name is Booker HTX Real Estate Inspections, PLLC.
Got it.
I try to take like Walgreens, Walmart, all of those major names that's using it, Walt Disney, you know, all those major companies use their family name and create a legacy, so.
Right. 100%, man. For sure. Yeah, Disney, you're right. Yeah. Are you only doing real estate inspections? Or are you doing like,
At this point.
Okay.
At this point, I'm only doing real estate inspections. But I'll be getting to mold, termites, and commercial side within the next six months to a year.
Okay. So what's going to happen with Google Guarantee, you'll get a list from Ivan of your categories. What you're going to want to do is just turn on the real estate inspections, right? And that way, if you get any other leads outside of that, it's considered an unqualified lead because it's not a job you perform. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
This one's way better, man. It's kind of interesting because Angie Leads, Thumbtack, and Networks are some of Google's biggest clients. So Google came out with this lead program, and it's like the best one on the market. Like, it blows all those out of the water, you know?
Yeah, Google usually takes what the flaws are in other systems and then improves them for their system, usually.
I think that's why they did it, because Angie Leads, I know, and I'm not trying to bash them, you know, like they help companies too, they do great work, right? But I know they had a ton of complaints, so it's like what Google made is just like the best of all the lead programs combined, and then they took all the flaws out too. Like it's pretty amazing.
Right, exactly.
They
embrace it and then bump it up and amp it up a little bit, put it on steroids.
Right. It's new too. It's only been around like 2 years now, and it's like it took off, man. Like people absolutely love it. You know,
it's good to get in now and then.
Yeah, no, 100%. And currently,
you know, it is a little pricey, like starting out with your bank. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, currently you're the only home inspector in your area on Google Guarantee too. So you're really like you're winning every time. Like you're the first one in that Google Guarantee team.
Gotcha.
You know.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so before I schedule that client interview with Ivan, I'm going to secure billing information just for the one-time application fee, and I'm also going to send you your application via text message and via email. Very, very important. You want to get that done as soon as possible. When we first started this
date... I'm driving right now, and I got about another 45 minutes of driving.
Okay, got it. Are you able to pull the card out to finish setting it up, or?
Yeah, let me get to this stoplight up here.
Yeah, take
and,
your time.
And my wallet is in the back.
Take your time. In the meantime, I'm going to start sending out the application to you via text and via email, okay? And also, I'll schedule your client interview. Just let me know when you're stopped, okay? So one quick second here.
Now... say this, everything goes through, how fast is the minimum?
Oh, the so
the minimum time that it takes for everything to get started.
13 leads for the month, right? If you do the minimum budget, what most of my clients do is they start with the minimum and then they increase it later. I have one guy in New York, he takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's really the limit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, to answer your question, because I just realized what you really asked, what we send you in writing is that, the application process can take 4 to 6 weeks, but I've seen it done in as little as 2 weeks, on average 3. So what's going to be really important is the application we send you, you want to get on top of that like as soon as possible, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So I sent it via text message. I'm also going to reply to that email I sent you with the application, so you have it in both spots. Okay. One quick sec. All right. Here we go. And on the email too, it's just I like copied the link. So it'll say like forms dot whatever, but if you click on that, it takes you to the app. I just like you guys to have it in both spots, you know?
Oh, gotcha.
All right. And let's see, as far as the billing information goes too, the card you'll be using to secure the position with, is it the same 31611, Donoso Drive?
Yeah, Donoso, Donoso. Yeah.
I thought it was Donoso. I just gave it a try, man. Yeah.
And hey, then, I just not moved there, so is I explain to people it's just like saying do, no, and so.
Oh, you know, that's so smart. You know, so my address is Heartland, and it's Heartlund. So I gotta spell that every time, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never got that.
For sure. And then on the card, is it Jarvis Booker or Jarvis T. Booker?
It should be Jarvis T.
Jarvis T. Booker. Okay, got it. All right, and let me go to scheduling the client interview. I have everything else filled out too, so just let me know when you're in a spot to stop for the card, okay?
All right, I'm pulling over now.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, I already have the calendar up for the client interview, so let's just get that scheduled. They always want it next day. That way he has time to prep for the call, and also you have time to fill out your application. So the soonest appointment is tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. He has as late as, 4:30, and a lot of slots in between. What time works best for you? Let me ask you like that.
What about 1?
1. Okay, let me check.
I don't know what time that is in California versus here.
Review GG process. Okay. That's going to be 11 o'clock. He's in a meeting actually regarding Google Guarantee at that time. How does 12:30 work?
11 o'clock his time or my time?
11 o'clock our time would be 1 o'clock your time, but he's booked at that time. Does 12? Oh, they just moved it. I'm sorry. So
if you want, I can go a little bit later than 1 if you want to.
Okay, how does 12:30 work? Does that sound good?
Yeah, well, that will be what? 12:30 for me or for him?
12:30 your time.
Yeah, 12:30 is fine.
Okay, awesome. So let me book that in. All right, so you're going to get a email calendar invite. It'll say LSA appointment, C-I-E-N. Okay, that just means client interview English. And then 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get another email reminder and a text reminder as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So hold on. Let me just get this off to you. Here it comes. All right. Perfect. And all right. Let me go back to billing. Is that card a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's going to be a Visa. I'm sorry, MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I got some money there. How much is it again?
250. Yeah.
All right. Let me transfer something real quick.
Yeah. Take your time. Then I wanted to tell you too real quick before I forget. If your friend, right, isn't able to finish the website or something, we actually, we offer a custom website at no additional charge with our Google Guarantee program. So just let us know and we'll get that all set up for you if needed. Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we can do that, how will we go about that anyway?
Yeah, so
design and everything like that. Do they have like a template for home inspectors, or would I have to come up with everything from scratch?
So let me check for home inspection. Okay, so it's gonna be for the home inspection service. It's actually a landing page they include, right? It's a one page, 5-tab site. I'll send you an example now of a current client's landing page. That way you have an idea of what it would look like. But yeah, give me one sec here.
Well, yeah, I know what a landing page is for my wife because she has one for a real estate business. So that would be different from my website. So that'll be good to take advantage of that anyway.
Okay. So I'll have them add that in so they'll create the site for you. Okay. And it's at no additional charge too.
That's awesome. All
right. Splash page. I'm just sending your notes over to Ivan right now, so let me know when you're back. All right, cool. Just letting you know.
I've learned at my old age to understand patience.
Vertical. And let's see. Monthly budget.
People are more willing to work with you when you're patient, not when you're screaming at them because of your internal frustration. People are more willing to work with you and help you whenever you don't project your internal impatience to them.
Oh, 100%, man. For sure. No, I agree. I just always try to shoot it straight, like what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Because I was quiet and typing, so that's why I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm filling these notes out.
Yeah. I'm just giving you some game on when operating in life, man. What you put out, you get back. And
100%.
I don't care how tough you think you are, you don't have to be all the time. And you don't have to put ego out there over common courtesy and respectfulness.
100%. Like, what we do here, and you too, any business, right? It's all about, like, client retention, like, keeping your clients happy and stuff. So, you gotta respond, you gotta listen, you gotta make sure you guys are happy and getting what you want, you know? So, no, I agree 100%, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
and
a
really,
couple...
just treat people how you want to be treated.
100. I tell my son that all the time, man. He's 13, and
ladies,
you know, I'll see him get a little chipper with his buddies. I'm like, hey, man, yeah. So, while I have these notes pulled up, too, it reminded me of something. So you're gonna get an email, okay, from Pinkerton or Evident, okay, and Ivan will make you aware of this as well. We have you fill out the background information just for security purposes. So just a heads up, though, you will be getting an email from one of those two entities, Pinkerton or Evident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That'll work.
All right. And then also, too, part of the verification process, Ivan's going to send you a link for your Google Guarantee profile for your client to leave reviews. We need to get one verified review on that Google Guaranteed section, okay?
I got them. I got a few.
I figured you did, you know?
Yeah.
It should be easy breezy, you know? Yeah.
I've stolen this.
All right.
I got lucky, man. I got some awesome clients. I got amazing clients that really enjoy my inspections, so...
Well, it sounds like you said in the beginning, you were taught by the best, you know, and it sounds like you're always willing to learn, and so that's going to translate into the work you do and stuff, you know. So it's, I'm sure they're happy with you, 100%, man.
I love to teach, too. So it's good to show them a lot of the things they could look for without an inspection. And things just to look out throughout the year, you know, when your house is sick. I tell them all the time. I haven't earned the name House Doctor yet, but I'm working on it.
That's right.
I'm working on it. I want to be a house doctor. I want to be like, hey, I'm here to diagnose you with whatever ailment you have.
Right.
I will figure it out.
That's funny, man. That's good stuff. What do you want your hours of operation for your leads to run at?
You can do from 8 to 4.
8 to 4? Okay, Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do 9 to 4, I'm sorry. Do 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Saturdays will be 9 to, between 9 and 12.
Saturdays.
Sundays, I don't work.
Got it. And Sundays, they'll be off. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. You could always modify those too. Like with this, you could turn your leads on and off at any time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I got the initial hours in. All right. I got all the notes. Perfect. All right. Ready for that card number whenever you are.
All right. It's going to be, man, 1 sec. I got to pull it back out. All right. 5507.
Mm-hmm.
5600. That's 5600.
Mm-hmm.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
5674. Expiration date is 9/25/0925.
All right. And the CVC code
is going to be 638.
All right. So what I'm doing now, I'm coding out the card. Already assigned the package to Ivan, and I am processing the payment. And
if it doesn't go clean, that means you need to add Booker HTX, because on the front of my card is Jarvis T. Booker, and underneath my name it says Booker HTX.
Got it.
Space.
Got it. Yeah, it went through. It went through. So all right, it's usually pretty touchy, too. Like, if a name's off or something, it'll decline it, but it went through golden. So
okay,
so I want to be the first to welcome you to Local Splash in the Google Guaranteed program. You're going to absolutely love this. Yeah. Hey.
Right.
Now, we sent you a couple of emails. One is your Local Splash initial invoice. Are you able to pull that up right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you pull it up, Jay, it's going to have a section that says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Got it.
Okay. Go ahead and click that. And it's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. I have you on the Google Guarantee Program only. Okay. So the main things you need to focus on there is landing page is included. You'll see a star next to it. And then below
that.
Google Workspace, you'll see LSA. That is Google Guarantee. Okay?
Okay.
It just has a description, too, of everything we went over. But at the very bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. That will take you to a username and password screen. I'm going to email you and text you right now your login credentials for your tracking system.
All right. Okay. I'll put my name in the signature box and go ahead and confirm signature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it should take you to a username and password screen.
Okay, I'm kind of in the boondocks right now, so give it a second to load.
Yeah, no problem. You have to make sure, too, you check the box. Sometimes it'll deny it if you didn't check that little box above it.
Okay. All right. I got the username and password box up.
Perfect. So your username is your phone number. Your password, it's all lowercase letters, all one word. The number 4, and then social, S-O-C-I-A-L. You can always change that, too, if you wanted to.
Okay, got it.
All right, so when you log in, it's going to say connect your Google listing. Don't worry about that. The main thing that you want to get accustomed to is you're going to see something that says leads. It'll say local leads on it, okay? When you click on that, they're going to add a section that says paid ads, okay, which are paid leads, okay? That is going to show you every lead that comes through, and it will say next to it qualified or unqualified, okay? What I tell my clients to do, just monitor that, like, just at least once a week, right? And if you see leads come through on there that were unqualified and it says qualified next to it, right? Let me know. It has barely ever happened though, okay? But what we do is submit that to Google, okay? And then if you see the flip side where it says unqualified, but it was a qualified lead, well, don't even worry about reporting that. That's just a free lead. Okay. I have seen that too, but that's the main tracking you need to be accustomed to. Now you'll see a bunch of stuff on there, Facebook ads, Google Insights. Don't worry about any of that. This is Google Guarantee. So you need to focus on the leads. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now you said there's an app that goes along with this in a Google Play Store, or is it just online?
No, it's just online. So the way the leads will come through is they're going to come to your phone, and it will say LSA lead on it via phone call, okay? You'll know when it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. And to track all of the numbers that have called you from those leads, you go to that tracking system to see all of that information.
Okay?
All right. Yeah. We do have an app for our base program. They don't have it yet on Google Guarantee. So I'll put that in the suggestion box though, you know? I'll tell them. We got tons of, so like on that tracking system too, there's a section that says feedback. It's like in the right middle corner, you know, or right middle. That section, when you type something in there, like, it has, like, these faces that come up, right? And you click a face, and then it lets you write something. Our CEO monitors all of that himself. So he's really hands-on, and he's all about getting you guys what you want. So that's why they came up with the app in the first place. So I'll definitely pass that along, though, that I have some clients requesting an app, you know? So.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, sir. So very important, when you have a chance tonight, try to get that application filled out, okay? That way it doesn't prolong the application process. And I have your appointment scheduled for tomorrow. Oh man, I actually scheduled it for 1:30. You wanted it for 12:30, right?
No, 1:30 was fine for me, but I think it was an hour back for him.
Okay, yeah.
Or 2 hours back for him.
He's good. 1:30 is fine. Right before his lunch, so he'll be golden. Gives him plenty of time to prep for it and get ready for the appointment, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
All right. Awesome. And that call will be coming from our 877 number. His name's Ivan. Like I mentioned too, I'm really active in my accounts, Jay. So anytime you have questions, just call me directly. And if I end up moving out to Texas, I'm going to hit you up too, okay?
I got you, man. I got you.
I know you do, man.
I have to hook up, man. My wife, I call her a miracle worker because she gets people in homes that they didn't think they could get into, man. So she's really good.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Okay. All right. So, hey, I look forward to being your account lead on this too. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to call. And already sent your notes over to Ivan. We have everything submitted. Very, very important. Just get that application done, okay? I used to not stress that. Yeah. Now I do on every LSA call.
No, I'm going to do it tonight, man. I'm going to do it as soon as I get on, matter of fact. Hey, When does the landing page go into effect? After I get everything as far as processed, or how long will it take for me to see what that's going to look like?
The landing page is done in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, and do I need to submit any pictures or anything like that, any other information?
Yes, you will. So what's going to happen, you're going to get an email requesting, like, certain photos or whatnot, but you could get a jump on that. So in your tracking system, if you click on business info, right, and you scroll all the way to the bottom, it's going to have a section that says media. That's where you're able to add your photos. That way we can use them for the website.
So business info and media.
Yes, correct. And it's all the way at the bottom for media. And here's the thing, after it's created, right, it's not like it's stuck in stone. Any changes you want made, we can make those changes live over the phone with you.
Okay. I remember my wife going through this when she was trying to create hers. She was getting headaches.
Yeah, we use WordPress, and our guy that does it, man, he's amazing. His name's Steve Lyons. So, yeah, he'll definitely be able to help you. But just look out for – it'll be done in 3 to 5 days. And what will happen is we send it to you, and it will be in your tracking system. So any changes you want made, just let us know, and we'll get those done for you. Okay?
All right. That'll work, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Jay. Hey, congratulations again. Have a great rest of your night, sir, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Mucho gusto. Hasta luego, mi amigo.
That's right, man. I got to learn Spanish.
Come on, man. Let's go. Yeah. You got
it. For sure. All right. For sure.
Take it easy, brother.
You too. You too. Good talk to you, Jay.
All right, bye. You too.